What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Sheridana, and we back at it again. Can't stop, won't stop. And so I said, let me come through today because I got time today, y'all. Believe me, if y'all don't see me doing my podcast, just know I'm out here doing it for the mission. Okay, I'm out here doing it for the whole cause. So don't think I'm just, you know what I'm saying? But even if I was chilling or whatever, that's what I needed to do and it's part of the mission. But anyway, she's here. I mean, it is Tuesday afternoon, 1:32. The rain is falling. You know, it's wet outside. It feels a little gloomy. And it's kind of about, I love when it rains, guys. And since I don't have to be outside, I'm okay with it today. But I love when it rains because you know what? When it rains, it means it's a new season. It's a new phase. And things has to either wash away so more things could grow. So I'm here for it. When it rains, it feels so calming and relaxing and peaceful and romantic, y'all. Anyway, period. But anyway, y'all, but today we said that we are going to just do, you know, just a little conversation about life, about business. So our topic is embracing growth, how life lessons shape us and propel personal growth, right? And it's a podcast journey into a transformation, a transformative power of life teaching. So I just want to just, you know, share with you guys like the things that I have learned thus far and what's working, what's not working, right? So before we get into that, y'all already know how we do. And please forgive me in advance because it's raining, y'all. And it's just, you already know how technology be. So we're not even going to spend too much time. But y'all already know, I'm just going to just get into it. Okay, so first and foremost, I have to start with our shout-outs, darling. We have to start with our shout-outs because we got to give gratitude where gratitude is due, darling. So I want to give a big shout-out to me. I want to give a huge shout-out to me for being that girl. Like, I'm her. I'm that girl. I'm Sheridana, the one and only, period. Okay? And I get the job done. And I make it so effortlessly. I mean, I just give it grace. And when I look back and when I accomplish stuff, it's just like, girl, how did you? How did you? And I'm like, it's just like magic. Yeah, it's just like, but it's really the magic. When I say magic, y'all, it's the concentration. It's the concentration on getting something done. That's the magic of whole manifestation, is having intention, right? Is to focus on the thing that you want to accomplish and actually see it through. And I want to give a huge shout out, even though I should have put him on the list, but he definitely needed to be on the list. A big shout out to Alexander. But we're going to get back to him anyway. We're going to get back to him. But let's finish with the Empress because I got to give credit where credit is due. You know what I'm saying? Because when I look back at it, like I said, I be doing the thing. And I'm so proud of myself. I came a long way, y'all. Like, I came a long way. A little girl all the way from JA, y'all. Now I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? In these streets, just making it so much more better, and I'm just so happy about that. And my journey has been crazy. It has not been easy, y'all, so don't think that should have been sweet. It's been crazy for me. So not having a father, divorce, you know, having kids, being now single, like, it's been a lot. Anyway, but I'm that warrior. I'm that empress. You know what I'm saying? I get it done. I'm that goddess. So a big shout out for me for being, you know, for having endurance, for having the ability to pivot, for being patient with thyself, for giving myself grace, for giving other people grace, for forgiving people, for being brilliant, for being so awesome, for being magnetic, for being flexible, for being open, for being, you know, that girl that is just like, okay, fuck it, it is what it is, and be okay with that and just keep it moving. Like, I've come a long way to be that girl, and big shout out to me. Yo, this is the longest I ever gave you my shout out, so I'm giving myself my shout out, period. So the next has to go to Sherdawn Designs. How you doing? Like, big shout out to the brand, okay, the fashion brand. We out here, these screens, the luxury fashion brand. Check us out at SherdawnDesigns.com. Oh, God. Okay, because everything I touch is magnificent. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Any business I start, it flourishes, is amazing. It thrives. It's top tier all the way. Okay? And Sherdawn Design is no different. Alongside Unity Fashion Institute. When I say, like, that's my baby, like, I get to really share my wisdom with other people other students that want to achieve the things that I've achieved. Like, sometimes I have to look outside myself, like, yo, to being this young, like, I've accomplished a lot of things. And, you know, people look up to me, and I take that with great honor. And that's why I love our school, Unity Fashion Institute, because we are helping to build other amazing entrepreneurs like myself. You know what I'm saying? The right way. Okay? The right way. Okay? Oh, because I'm going to do it the right way. Period. Okay? So, okay, alongside Unity Fashion Institute Foundation. This is all I'm going to say. Like, what was said though, I just want to give a big shout out to the universe, yo. I want to give a big shout out to my spiritual team. I want to give a big shout out to the Most High. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, well, not our sponsor, but our donors. A big shout out to me. A big shout out to Christopher. A big shout out to my students. A big shout out to my kids, Joseph and Isabella, though. Like, what was said? A big shout out to Unity Fashion Institute Foundation for doing the thing. I'm so proud of us. Like, we came a long way. And I know we have so much, like, that's like my baby, y'all. Like, so, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated is UFIF, and we are a nonprofit foundation, and we out here, you know, making an amazing impact to be able to help the youth and people that's in need, all, you know, for here and also abroad. And I'm so excited about, like, the different shows and things that we're going to do, different programs that we're going to be doing to install in the community that's going to affect life in a positive way and just make, like, the atmosphere way, like, at a higher frequency. Because when people are in their highest vibration, meaning, like, they love what they do and they're, like, engaged in the community, or they're in an event where it's just amazing, there, you know, the ideas start coming, like, the networks are feeling more authentic and things of that nature. So I'm totally here for it, and definitely look out for Unity and Sherdawna, Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated and Sherdawn Designs event, y'all. Okay. And yeah, period. So stay tuned. We're going to have more news about the nonprofits. So stay tuned for that. Also, a big shout out to Sherdawna's beauty salon for always making me look gorgeous. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I was born this way. But yeah, just always, I mean, just knowing the thing, knowing what to do with my hair and how to do my makeup for each outfit, you know. And I'm here for, I'm proud of myself. Like I said, like, I am so gifted. I'm so grateful for these magical hands and this brilliant mind of mine. and learning how to balance, you know, the emotions. So learning how to do, you know, being able to really operate your brain to this full capacity, meaning like being able to tap into your right brain and the left brain, and I'm totally here for it. And it feels amazing, really. And so big shout out again to Shared on Abuse Salon. You could definitely check out our sister company at SheridanaBeautySalon.com. That's SheridanaBeautySalon.com. We are a multicultural salon. We specialize in haircuts and styling and braids and accessories, things of that nature for the hair and stuff like that. And we also specialize in hair care. So if you need help in finding the perfect product to be able to make your hair look luxurious and soft and long and healthy, definitely holla at Sheridana's Beauty Salon. You could check us out on Google at Sheridana Beauty Salon, guys. All right. Moving right along, big shout out to Humble Confident Modeling Agency. Okay, that's my little baby also. And it's a modeling agency to help build confidence. So in order to be successful at anything, you have to be confident. And the people who are coming into our existence to be able to help, to be able to get our skills, you know, that's what we are going to be installing. And also the 7 vows of human relations. So if you know, you know. We'll talk more about that. Okay. And I want to give a huge shout out to my offspring, Joseph and Isabella, for just always keeping me laughing and helping me, you know, with life, really. You know, and I get to see them grow and, you know, flourish into amazing human beings. And I'm totally here for it. And yeah, legacy, big shout out to legacy as well. But big shout out to my legacy as well. That's the empire. Okay. And like I said, big shout out to Alexander for helping us with the nonprofit situation. So if you know, you know. All right, guys, so let's get right into the thing. So I want to give you guys a quote. In the game of a life and business, resilience is the strongest ally. Bounce back and set back stronger than ever, for every challenge is an opportunity for growth. Isn't that the truth? Like, and what that means to me is like in life, it's just like playing any kind of sport. You know, if you get, you know, knocked down for whatever reason, like, okay, for example, to me, when I think about, you know, falling in life, is like, you know, you might get a divorce or something like that, or you know, your parents might die, one of your parents might die, you have to bounce back even stronger than ever. So, you know, so that's helping you with your growth as well. So yeah, let's see if we could so I miss you guys when I don't get to do my podcast. Like, I miss you guys, you know, talking and stuff like that. But definitely, if you guys have not followed me already on my YouTube page at Sheridana, please do so immediately. And also, if you wanted to communicate more with me, make sure you guys, well, this is our Spotify, but in case I probably put it somewhere else, you could definitely make sure that you go to our Spotify and leave us questions. So even if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you guys also follow us on Spotify and leave us questions and things of that nature, darling. Yo, it's a lot of stuff been going on in terms of music and stuff like that. But I've been kind of like, you know what I'm saying, chilling somewhat. Because what I've noticed is a lot of the songs that's coming out is just not my vibe. That's what I'm noticing. So I post less, or I go back to the music that I always like, you know, because the artists nowadays that's coming out, all they do is like recycle the old stuff anyway, because the old stuff is the old stuff is way better, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's like something out of the ordinary, like maybe like a, you know, a Masuka come, or even an Alkaline come with something nice or something like that. Because I don't know what's going on with the music, y'all, I'm gonna be honest. But anyway, I'm gonna give you guys another quote, and then we're gonna do a song. Success is not just about the destination, it's about the journey. Embrace the lessons, celebrate the milestones, and savor the moment that make your life and business extraordinary. Ain't that the truth? And like, guys, like, and that's what I've been working on doing. Like, each milestone of your life, you have to take a step back and relax to enjoy what you already accomplished. Because what I've noticed in like a lot of different, you know, successful people, their main thing that they always say is they never took a break. Like, oh, they're always away from their family and they never take a break. You know, some the females, they won't have no kids early in their career, something like that, because, you know, they can't enjoy what they already have. And just like this quote said, it's important within your journey to embrace and to celebrate your milestone. And look, any little thing, like I just had another milestone with our nonprofit. I really didn't celebrate that much. Me and my daughter was just dancing in the room. We're just dancing in the room, you know what I'm saying? So that was just a big accomplishment. But we're gonna celebrate in other ways later on, you know what I'm saying? When more things is done, we still have. And that's same thing. It'd be hard to, like, you know what I'm saying? So we know there's more work to be done, so we got to keep on going. But I still, you know, enjoy, you know, by taking a day off or something like that, because we already know we gotta refuel, period. And like I said, I'ma go to the songs that I like, y'all, just to give y'all the vibes where we at, you know what I'm saying, with it, you know what I'm saying. But that's what we gonna do. But I do have a few things I want to share with y'all, but in the meantime, between time, I wanted to share this song momentarily. Just give it a moment, darling. Let's see. But, okay, so, savor your moments and make life and your business extraordinary. So, remember, we are the designer of our life. And once we really realize, like, yo, we could have anything that we want, that's what makes it so magical. And I figure out, like, yo, I could have whatever I want. I write it down. I manifest that shit. Without further ado, okay? Because we already know this is how we feel. This is what it is. Let's get into it. This song is Valiant by this North Carolina. I love this song. Love it. Love it. Shared on the vines. Period. My life is a movie.
shit. I'm a high low, no fear of high looks. Money they a pile up. Don't size up. You know it can't broke. Ah, 100 million and nothing for what I've done. From the look in my eyes, they know some of the charge up. Me and them girls in me house are drinking this year.
My house drinking me some lemon water, y'all. Hello, hello. Hey.
It's gonna come early morning. So me just reverse the mortgage.
Yo, turn that up.
Book a skull from America. And some of them don't want to go through all my time. Put my foot in me, I'm in a ball in a giant. Some little boy better know how in a bite. Yo, go on down. Tell them talk facts.
Rock, yes.
When the crump on the ground, make your girl pussy jump on the floor and the clown. Yo, go on down. Tell them talk facts.
Rock, yes. It's just always giving what it needs to be given, is what I'm saying. That song is always just get me hyped, no matter how I feel. I put that shit on, that shit is hype. I don't know if that's just me, y'all. But, yeah, that was Valiant, okay, with North Carolina. That's always going to be a vibe for me. Let's go back to... Yeah, these are just different, you know, quotes and things to kind of like get this conversation or things that I'm going through and like things that we're talking about right now. So, okay, so I have another one. Courage is the bridge between your dreams and reality. Take bold steps, face your fears, and watch as the path to success unfolds before you. What? Oh God, because you know, wise men say you literally have to take that leap of faith. Whatever you're so scared of, like say, oh, you had a 9-to-5 and you always wanted to start your business, and you're like, oh, I can't do it, I can't start my business. Yes, you can, but you can quit your job, but you should definitely strategize first. Like, okay, I'm gonna give myself 1 year so you can start, you know, figuring out, okay, what's the name of my business, what service am I going to offer, you know, what platform am I going to be using, how, you know, what POS I'm going to be using, okay, what product am I going to be selling, okay, am I going to get my EIN number, how am I going to get my EIN number, okay, how much to register my business. Like, you got to have all your ducks in a row before you think, okay, let me quit my job. Like, don't do what I do, y'all. Don't do what I did. I can tell you that is, like I said, you got to be courageous to be able to do what the fuck I did. But I'm saying, you still going to be courageous and more strategic, okay, to be able to have a smoother transition, okay, because it could be a season where you think, oh, you're going to quit your job and start your business and everything going to be booming. That's when your head going to be starting knocking because you'd be like, oh, that wasn't it. No, it's not, okay? It's not going to always do that, okay? Not saying that it can't, but a lot of the times it needs time to build, okay? Especially if you want sustainability. So definitely strategize, y'all, but it definitely takes courage to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take this step, and no matter what, I'm going to do what I told myself I'm going to do, because that's the best part about being a leader and a boss, being able to put your money where your mouth is. Whatever you say you're going to do, that's what you're going to do. Period. Okay? All right. The key to unlocking doors in both life and business is a combination of vision and action. Dream big, work hard, and let your inspiration guide you to greatness. I hope y'all liking my quotes, though. Like, I hope y'all liking what I'm bringing y'all. Like, okay, my quotes, okay, this is my quotes because, you know what I'm saying, this is what I do. Okay, but yeah, the key to unlocking doors in both life and business is a combination of vision and action. Okay, dream big, work hard, and let your inspiration guide you to greatness. Like, if y'all watch my Instagram or any of my social media, you know I'm always talking about my vision and have radical action, because I already know that key. Like, if you guys have read Think and Grow Rich, you would know that he talks about concentration and having a vision and have radical action. If you don't have those things, then even if you dream about something, it doesn't mean that's going to come true, because you don't have any radical action to manifest that, right? So that's definitely kind of like rule number one, okay? So I love that. Okay, I love that quote. I hope you guys love that too. So my next quote is, in the tapestry of life, every thread of failure and every strand of success weaves a unique story. Embrace both, for they are essential elements in the masterpiece of your journey. I mean, can I say that any better? I don't think I can say that any better. Like, even though we go through failure, that's really not a failure. That's just part of the next step to get to the other level, because you have to take that lesson out of if quote unquote failure, whatever you think you so-called fail or it didn't go how you planned. You take what you gain from that lesson and use that as a stepping stone to get to the ultimate, your ultimate victory, right? So I know for a fact that, yeah, you're gonna have to pace yourself, buddy. Ma'am, sir, you're gonna have to pace yourself. It's gonna be plenty of times that things don't go how you plan them, but they always work out. That's why I say God, my ancestors, my spiritual guide, like, what? My dream team, my manifestation team be on me. Like, they be like, sure enough, I be like, oh, I wanna do that. And then I go to try to do, yeah, we're gonna have to, no, that's not gonna happen. And then how it end up working out, like, so magical. Like, whatever it end up being is being, like, so much better than I imagined. Like, how did that happen? And I'm just so happy about that, like, that's good, right? That's real, real good. So all I'm saying is to just embrace every journey. Like I said, if you guys follow me on any of my social media, I always talk about embracing the hills and the valleys, because though they're both equally important. Okay, in order to enjoy your hills and all your manifestation, like, you have the house to want, you have the house you want, you want the car you want, you already have, you know, the life you want already. So, and when you finally get it, if you didn't have it before, you wouldn't appreciate how amazing it feels when you have your own home, you know, when you have your own dream car, like, when you have to take the bus and walk at one point in your life, and now you have your dream car, you like, bro, like, I work my ass with this car, like, it feels so good, it feels so magical. So embrace every season of your life, and if you're in between that season where, you know, like, you haven't got the car yet, but you're in the process of getting that car, like, embrace that kind of, like, in-between stage, you know, because you already know you're going to have the car. So it's just, like, just enjoy your water. Like, you're at your pit stop. You're the pit stop waiting for the next one, right? So that's how. And also, like, life is about, like, your perspective. So remember when things don't always work out, don't think negative. Always think, oh, this is going to work out no matter what, because it always will if you think it's going to work out. If you don't think it's going to work out, not going to work out, it's not going to work out. But Anyway, all I already know, everything I want, I get. Okay? Anything I desire, I attract. And I can have anything I desire, and I always do, on God, because I'm that girl. You know what I'm saying? You could Google me. You could Google me. Okay? Just like Masuka said, he in the limelight. We all in our own movies. Catch me. Without further ado, we're going to be playing Masuka right now with Limelight. I like this song. This is a new, fairly new song. It's a vibe. It's hard out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know how to move. Love this song. Yeah. This song is so good, y'all. This song is so good. If y'all listen to the words, this song is fire. But I feel like anyway, if you know, you know. I'm going to play my baby. I'm going to play my next month. Okay, I got to play my baby. I got to be careful what I say. But I got to play my other person that I really, really love. I'm going to play the man himself. Okay, I'ma play the man himself, okay? And if y'all already know, y'all already know. Okay, I'm gonna be playing Boss. If y'all know this song, you already know that it was some called BS with Limelight in this. But either way, it doesn't even matter because they both Boss. They both that guy. So shout out to Alkaline. This song is called Boss. We're just gonna wait till I do his thing. But before that, let me give y'all another quote real quick. Life and business are a continuous learning experience. Success is not about avoiding mistake, but rather learning from them, adapting and evolving. And that's very true. Just like I was saying before, like, it's okay to, you know, so-called make a mistake, but nothing is really a mistake. Everything is just a stepping stone so you could be better. And like, say if you get married and then you end up in a divorce, that wasn't a mistake. You know what I'm saying? That's just part of your journey to help make you be better and to have it, to see who you are, really. Because when you get married to somebody and you live with them, you really get to know a person somewhat a little bit deeper. So, and then if it didn't work out, it helped you to deal with, you know, maybe separation issues or maybe mother or daddy issues, or deal with learning how to, you know, have your own independence. So the divorce is really a success for you if you make it, you know. It doesn't have to be so, it's devastating. Don't get me wrong, because that's like detaching from, you know, somebody you was attached to for a long time, or assigned to someone you were assigned for a long time. So that takes a while. But yeah, I know. Anyway, that's a whole another show, y'all, about being divorced. How does that affect you in the long run? How does that affect your kids in the long run? You know, how does that affect your lifestyle? And just how you treat the next person that come along. Like, there is a significant effect when you actually get a divorce. And there's a lot of changes within yourself, because you have to grow and evolve. Either you grow or you don't. And you already know when you don't what happens. It just don't look good. So it's best that you learn to work on yourself. Like, for me, I said I'm just going to just, that's a whole nother thing. But just take a break and just enjoy my life, enjoy where I am, enjoy my success, enjoy my kids, you know what I'm saying? And once my king arrives, then I'll be ready, you know what I'm saying? When my king is here, though, when my king is here, like, I will be, you know what I'm saying? I'll be ready, and he'll be ready for me, period. And all I know, this joint wanna take forever. But let's get to my And guys, so if you don't know that, is I did tell you guys about the event that I had in Syracuse. Right, went over there. That was a great thing. So make sure you guys go and follow me on Instagram if you're not following me already. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Okay, so let me just give you guys my other quote. I have another quote for you guys. I have a few more. Your mindset is a compass that guides your journey. Cultivate a positive and resilient mindset, and you'll find that every challenge becomes an opportunity and every setback a stepping stone. Period. That's what I was telling you guys. Even though things don't work out how you plan it, it's still going to work out in your favor if you have the mindset that is going to work out in your favor. Because just like in the book, Think and Grow Rich, if a man think it, that's what it is. Like, whatever you think, that's what it is. So if you think you're going to be that guy, you're going to be that guy. If you think you're going to be that girl, you're going to be that girl. So you got to cultivate that positive, resilient mindset. And, like, whatever comes to you, it's really just an opportunity for you to be better. That's what I've learned. Like, it's just another opportunity for you to be better. So, but the thing is, if you didn't learn them lessons, the lessons gets harder and harder. So you have to master it. Like, life is really like a game. I'm thinking about Mario Brothers. I used to love Super Mario Brothers. And then you have the princess is the ultimate. When you master all the levels. So in life, we have different levels. We have to deal with, you know, one of the levels is being able to be by yourself For real, I know that's definitely one of the levels, being able to have that self-discovery stage, having that self-love, that's part of the phase, having self-reliance, that's the stage of that independence. You have to gain those little key points, being able to be by yourself, so you're whole by yourself, so you will attract someone that is whole as well, that could be by themselves. And when you get together, you guys will be way stronger, opposed to if you're not whole, you're half-half, and you won't, like, soon as you finish one relationship, you go to the next, like, that, you don't get a time to heal. So after each situation, you got to give yourself grace to be able to say, you know what, let me just give myself that love that I'm seeking. That's what I've learned, y'all. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this joint is, I guess the Most High said, just let me just talk my talk. I'm going to just talk my talk, okay? I'm going to give y'all my next quote. Is success in business is not just about making deals. It's about building relationships. Genuine connections are the currency that enriches both your personal and professional life. That's what I'm saying. I was telling a friend of mine, like, I don't just do business with anybody. I don't just go to anybody's house. I don't just go and hang out with anybody. Like, I'm gold. If you're a champion, you're not going to just be hanging out with anybody. You're going to be conscious about who you give your currency to. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's not about being arrogant. It's about, because you can't give out your currency then when you really needed to give it to somebody, you don't have it. So you got to think about that you are a bank, and you cannot be giving out too much withdrawals. And I pause so that could be soaked up. You have to be getting more deposit than withdrawal. Because if you are a bank and you giving out too much withdrawal, you ain't gonna have no money. You have no currency. So you gotta make sure that you are building relationship with people that could deposit, that could pour into you. Then that could be, and remember, it doesn't have to be monetary. Currency is not only monetary. Currency could also be, maybe it's advice. Maybe it's, just that time where you connect and you talk about business, or you talk about, your life, or maybe whatever the case may be, however that person could pour into you, that is helping to build the relationship. So it's very, very important for personal and business relationship that you have genuine connections and people want to deposit into you so you don't mind withdrawing for them. I pray that makes sense to you, because that just makes total sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And again, we have to be on the same frequency for you guys to be understand where I'm at in my life, And everybody's in their own journey, what have you, but that's where I'm at. So my next quote that I got for y'all is, challenges are not roadblocks. They are detours leading you to unexpected opportunities. Embrace the detours, for they often unveil the most scenic route to success. Ain't that the truth? Oh my God, guys, you have no idea. Even doing this podcast, even though, this will be kind of like a detour, but not really a detour, but it is a detour because my ultimate thing is, fashion. But you already know this detour is beautiful, that have given me a beautiful scenic route. Like, you could listen to me anywhere in the world. Like, that was not part of my vision, y'all. But the Most High knew my vision is to be is to be, I'm a household name. So I didn't ask how am I going to be a household name. I just told the Most High that that is what I desire, and that's what was given. But it's in a form that I didn't ask for, you know. And this is a beautiful way. I love doing my podcast, y'all. And this is just crazy how specific detours, unexpected opportunities like this podcast, like I'm literally on anywhere music and podcast is played. Like that is like what? Because I'm an artist, only musicians get this opportunity. Artists, you know, people who are, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel honored to have this opportunity. And then being able to be in 30 different countries, like, when I say spirit, just really don't be playing about me and be like, okay, that's what you want? Okay, you are worthy of that. So my territory continue to expand. Like, eventually I know we're going to be like in 100 countries. Like, the whole world is going to know my name. Is knowing my name. Like, what? Like, yes, Sheridana, the one and only. Like, yeah, I know Sheridana. She's that girl. She's that billionaire girl. She's that humanitarian girl. She's that supermodel. She's that professor. She's that fashion designer. Oh, that's the stylist. Yes, that's that TV star. That's that movie star. That's that podcaster. That is, oh, that's that mom that be doing, like, yeah, her kids, both her kids have their own business and they doing real good. Like, yeah. And so that's what I'm saying. But anyway, building good relationships, I want to thank the universe for continuing to bring amazing people that support my vision and my mission to be able to expand and be more of an impact in the world. Like I said, shout out to Alexander, and shout out to Christopher, you know, that has been supporting and things of that nature. And all the people, if I didn't mention you, still shout out to you guys as well. Today, I'm kind of like this. I wrote a mini script, but most of it is off the dome, y'all. So most of it's off the dome. So if I don't say your name, it's because, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, I love y'all. Okay, I wanted to, let's see if it's going to do it for now. Let's see. I have another quote that I wanted to give you guys real quick. But before that, I wanted to play Alkaline joint for y'all. And I like this song because it's just letting you know. But for real, that's so, he's saying everybody really have a boss. I mean, to a degree, if you think about it. But if you're an entrepreneur, you're your own thing, but you still have to ask for different things. You know what I'm saying? But it's good to be able to do your own thing. Like, I love that for me. I love that. I went somewhere and this song was so nostalgic. I don't know if you guys remember. Think About the Roots, You Got Me, featuring Erykah Badu. That is such a vibe. That is such a vibe. Like I was telling you guys, this Wi-Fi want to do its own thing. But let me try something. Because it's raining, guys. I love that it rained. I was wondering, did the Most High wanted me to do a podcast today? Because if you guys listen to me, you will know, like, I listen to spirit. I listen to my inner spirit. I listen to myself. And whatever my gut, my third eye tell me to do, that's what I do, you know? I listen to spirit, listen to myself, listen to my gut. And I kind of vibe with that. So I had asked, am I doing a podcast? I've been asking for the week. I knew I was, but I wasn't really 100% sure. But it said to just do the podcast and just have people listen to my voice and listen to the message and just don't worry about the visual right now. You'll do the visual later on. Right now, we just want you to just speak. So that's what I'm doing with you guys today. And I just be patient with me, y'all, because I told y'all how this was the situation with the rain and whatnot. I want to do its own thing. You got to be patient. You got to have resilience. You just have to just wait sometime. Sometimes we don't want to wait, but you're going to have to wait. There's a parking season, a detour. But just know, you are who you say you are. Let's go. This song is by Akalan Ba. Boss for every boss, dance for every dance. I'm ever militant. Humble like a lamb. There is no confusion. Who the Empress is? Hey,
yeah. Make them know see a one, so it can not say it. Huh? No confusion.
Yeah.
Hey, shut an eye for my son. But this love you, then we them get it. My fool and what time them get crap, them only good for fire black. Pretending, most want to meet the bending. Them can't see me, they pon a higher rank, and if a dark and ignorant. Mash up them plate, them have to get a scan. Clown them no pay no mind, them just a rant. A sudden data instant. We ain't speak them up from half a distance. Hey, a guy for no semi no run prank. Hey,
bounce for every bus.
Done for every dan.
Hey,
never ever militant. So it can not so it can.
Humble like a lamb.
Tell them no confusion. Must be every boss. Done for every dan. Make them know see a one. And a no confusion. So it can not so it can.
I love me some Akalan, y'all. I love this song so much. As y'all know, told y'all thing was doing this. Well, boss with every boss. Okay, let's get back to my quotes. Guys, I had 10 of them, so this is number 9. Challenges are not... Okay, I already did that. So, my 10th one is... In the dance of life and business, passion is your rhythm, determination is your partner, and success is the beautiful choreographer that unfolds what they stay committed to the music of dreams. What? Bruh, like, that's crazy. Sure, I don't know. What did you say? In the dance of life and business, passion is your rhythm. Determination, that's your partner. And success is the beautiful choreographer that unfolds when you stay committed to the music of your dreams. Do you understand what I just said? Like, it's a lot of people that might say they want something. But if you don't have the passion, you don't have that endurance, you don't have the determination. Your determination is your partner, not your physical. You don't have, when you're doing your business, your partner is your business. That's your man. That's why I be saying, Sherdon is my man. Like, that's my man. That's my man. That's my baby. That's my baby. Okay? It's my everything. So your determination is your partner. Okay? And you have to stay committed. You have to stay committed to what you're doing. It's okay to take a break. Because I'm going to, like, now that I've learned that is important. It's essential to take a break. Before, I never really believed in that. For real. I never believed in taking a break. That's why I have strong endurance in everything I do. I just go. I be on go all the time. So within this season, what the Most High told me, like, it's okay. Sherdonna, it's okay. Relax. you can take a pit, get some water, get some juice, listen to the rain, go outside, take a walk, go work out, you know, like, relax. It's okay. We know you have passion. Like, the Most High continue to show, like, we know that you're a star, okay? We know that you have the move, you have the rhythm, you have the beauty, you have the brilliance, you have the brain. Ma'am, I need for you to have the patience to believe and know that what you've done, it's enough. What you have accomplished, what you have designed for your life, you did it. Your manifestation is here. Relax. It's okay. And I just want to give myself like a two on the back because I've learned it's okay to take a break. Guys, that's really like, that's important to learn. And a lot of people, if you look at the successful people, they have all said they have not mastered that part. And that part would kind of traumatize your success. Because guess what? The same people that you're working for, you don't know them. You don't spend time with them. You don't interact with them. You don't eat a meal with them. So don't make your success be your number one priority. Your process is your number one priority. Your pit stop is your number one priority. Your detour is your number one priority, because for the simple fact that all of that is the part of a success. The people that you're working for is part of your success. So you have to spend time with them. And that's what I've learned looking at different people, and kind of like, I've been just absorbing and observing so much successful people to see what works for them and what doesn't work for them. Like, I've watched like Oprah my whole entire life to see what works for her, what doesn't work for her. I watch Michael Jordan to see what works for him, what doesn't work for him. You know, I love Gary Vee. I watch him to see what works for him, what he say is good, what I can take, what nugget can I take from him. You know what I'm saying? I love, even though they be talking shade about Steve Harvey, I watch Steve Harvey and see what works for him, what doesn't work for him. And I'm working on just, I think I'm doing a good job in just mastering myself. I just been focusing on self. What do I like? What gives me joy? What gives me passion? What excites me? What is it that I want to create with the world? What can I give? What is my ultimate vision and reason of being in the world, you know? So I just been just diving deep in myself, and I've been loving that for me. And, you know, doing my facials, y'all, getting my nails done, you know, but still doing my business, but making sure that I'm taking care of self. Self-love is so important on your journey to success, because it's no point you working and you look busted and disgusted. That's not rich. That's not successful. That's not power. Even though if you're a person where you're not really, you know, fashionable, and what I mean, if you like regular t-shirt and jeans, okay, then you can still do that, but in a clean way. If you look at all successful men, how they do, either they're that chill, you know, t-shirt and jeans, or they're their collar and khaki, or they're the suit person, you know. And then sometime you might have, you know, kind of like that edgier man, you know, who has, maybe he liked the collar with the collar shirt with a leather jacket or something like that. So you have variety of men, but either one, you will see that they're clean and what they're doing. So no matter what, you got to always look clean, your best. When you step out the house, you got to look your best. I mean, hair done, nails done, toes done. Ladies, that's for you. Men too. I'm not even gonna, like, don't nobody want no dude with no nasty, ugly toe. I'm be honest. Sorry. Not sorry. That's part of the criteria. No ugly toes. I'm laughing, but I'm serious. No bad toes. It's like, no. I mean, sort of I am, but I'm like, if it's crazy. You're going to be hearing Ariana Grande, Just Like Magic. Love this song. I know we got cut off, but don't you worry. I'm back. You're now tuned into Shirana's Diary of a Fashionista. So Spirit want me to play this. Pyramid, Life is Everything. Huh? Okay, so wow. Universe is doing everything. It's not even me, y'all. That's the this song just came on, y'all. Okay. It's about alkaline. Look, you see? Spirit want me to play alkaline. It's called Fast.
Want me to stumble, I go so hard, I take no pass. Even if I fumble, don't laugh, just get young passenger.
Yes,
man born to do this stuff.
Yes, I'm born for the distance.
Don't give me that talk.
More to fuss.
Left from my school and split.
I'm starting a boss. What?
Young lad.
After high school, I turned a boss. I was born a boss.
Hey.
Young lad. Hey. Dundana. Top dog. In high school, they call me top dog. Make sense?
You
can't choose your family. You want more proof that I'm chosen? Google me. Who wants it first?
Left from my school and straight up it on the bus. No, give me no talk, no talk.
I want it when I'm supposed to get it.
Push start and it take off. No, give me no talk, no talk.
Who wants it just right?
This time I'm away, so better give me what me ask. No, give me no talk.
Oh, I'm going to get what I desire. I attract it. It's inevitable.
No man don't perfect. No, we have our vices and our flaws.
They want me to stumble, I go so hard, I take no pause. It's okay to take a pause, y'all, don't be. It's okay to take y'all break. It's okay.
They know me sell not that, me not makes nothing good. Wait till me jump out, wait till me touch one. Yes, about that talk, I make a right, just wait till me go home.
Hey.
Wish the road is straight,
but this will have turned. I'm going for mine. I have gone for mine. I will continue to go for mine. I will continue to go for mine. Period. So that was Alkaline. And we're going to go to Ariana Grande with Just Like Magic. Because whatever I say, it becomes my reality. Because I am the master manifester. Then listen to the show. I'm gonna go back and listen to the song that I created on Spotify. Period. Guys, I have so much songs that I have not recorded, and I so look forward to when I get my house. I'm gonna have a studio in my house, and I'm gonna record it whenever I feel like it. Like, I'm gonna be making hits, but it's gonna be lit. I attract it.
I'm looking at my phone like,
trying to stick in there. Say it's tricky at the top. Gotta keep a slim ego for a big one. Losing friends left and right. But I just let them love the night. I still love y'all. I'm so magnetic.
To heaven. Just like magic. Just like magic. Middle finger in it. And just like snap it. Hey, just like magic. Just like
I'm so attracted. I attract it. There's no time for some dumb shit. Just like magic. And just like snap it. Just like magic. Anything I want is attractive. Disney. Yeah. And you know why we get it? This is the reason why, because I've learned when you have concentration on the things that you want to accomplish, you get it. So the next song that I'm going to be serenading you guys with and coming to your airway is called Focus by her. Focus, y'all. Focus on what you want.
Can you focus on me?
I am. Y'all already know y'all tune in too.
Baby, can you focus?
Shit on the diary of a fast easy rock out session. I'm gonna see y'all nice and easy.
That's cool.
Yes.
Stuck on your phone, are you stuck in your soul?
Get up.
A little fed up. Wish you would just focus on me.
Have yourself ever told you, like, my girl, you need to focus on me? Yeah.
Baby, can you focus on me? Focus on me.
Yes.
Baby, can you focus on me?
Yes, I can. And I am. Thank you, God.
No, we get this money, so I guess I can't complain. But I feel alone even when we're alone. And that don't cost a thing. But I wanna give up. Want you to get up. Lately I've been a little fed up. Yeah. Wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me?
Self-explanatory. Her, she's that girl, period. And so that's just that. I love that song. And guys, it's this, I don't know if you know this song, it's this new artist that sounds so much like an old school artist, like I think it's like Marvin Gaye. His name is October London. I feel like he just came on the scene because I know thousands of artists and I never really know. I don't know him. Like, who is he? But he got people up in a roar. I love this song. I saw him live, and I don't know how that is, but I will have to watch it again. But I love the vinyl, the version. I love the vinyl, the wax version of the song. It's called "Back to Your Place." All y'all already know. You know how I do. They all trying to get you back to your place, but whatever. We're gonna listen to the intricacy of the song and how he sings it. But you know what I'm saying? If you like a person, do what you do. Just be safe. And I like the hook. I like the hook. Once the day becomes a night. And then how he sings it and his tone. It just feels like we're like back in the 70s with the song. He looks nothing like what he sounds like. He's light skinned, y'all. Ladies, he's light skinned. He got a little cute flat form. He wearing a cute color that I like, red. That raspberry red. Yeah, he's nice. I ain't gonna lie. He's nice. You know I like him dark and lovely. He like light skin. I like dark and lovely. I love my chocolate man. But he nice too, y'all. He's kind of like that caramel color, y'all. That caramel. I let y'all listen to the song. He got a little sexy feel song. I literally just listened to the song just so he could say "take me." I love that song. Okay, y'all, I'm just gonna keep on going because I'm feeling the vibe right now for the song. I'm just gonna play a few more tunes for y'all. I'm just gonna just give y'all a little sample. It's gonna get a little spicy, so just let y'all know in advance. Okay, I'm going to play this song. A friend of mine, he absolutely... Shout out to you, Prince. This song is called "Show You Off" by Whirl. I really love this song. I really, really love this song. Let's get into it. Yeah, we're going to turn it up a notch, y'all. We're going to turn it up a notch. We're going to have to turn it up a notch, y'all. I love... Honest. I'm gonna just give y'all a sample because I'm about to do my thing. Don't stop shining your lights on me. Thank you to the Most High. Thank you to Spirit. I'll be good.
I'll be cool.
Ain't no rush to take you home now. The night is young, still alive.
Like an angel, keep your dress on.
Yes, I will keep my dress on, things. Stuck in a room with you. They still want to be in a room, don't they?
Show you off. To the world, let me show you off.
Yes, I'm ready.
Do you mind if I show you off?
Yes.
Show you
I love that song. Okay, we're going to get straight to the thing because I'm about to tap out in terms of doing my podcast. I'm going to make this our last song, y'all. I'm going to be doing... Y'all already know how I feel about my massacre, okay? So, and one of my favorite artists. No, sir. We got, I got to do my intro. This is the one and motherfucking only massacre. And my baby, Sean Paul. And this one is called Quality from the 438 album. Classic album by that guy they call Massacre. Okay, let's get into it. It's going to be our last song for the day. And I want to say thank you guys so much for joining me for Shirt On. It's Diary of a Fashionista. And remember, to whom much is given, much is required. And do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams with a creator. She gonna always bring her dreams into reality. And remember, I'm gonna leave you guys with this other quote. In the dance of life and business, passion is the rhythm, determination is your partner, and success is a beautiful choreographer that unfolds when you stay committed to the music of your dreams. Okay, don't let that go over your head. Be committed to your dreams no matter what, all right? And let your determination be your partner. Without further ado, Quality by yours truly, Masika, and yeah, Sean Paul, baby. I know I'm quality and I'm first class. Look, I gotta dance, y'all. Hey. Yes.